Yeah, Elon's a really good team. Coach Taylor does a great job. They're well coached. They're obviously really talented. I think they're one of the best, if not the best team, playing in the Colonial right now. So obviously a lot of credit goes to them. But, I mean, you know, with that being said, I don't think we brought the right mentality and the level of toughness that we needed to bring to win on the road. And the reality is you're playing a really good, really skilled, well-executing offensive team. You're going to have to do and make tough plays to make them uncomfortable on both ends of the floor. And we did not do that. They shot the ball entirely too well. Obviously, they're a well-shooting team, but we didn't do and make enough tough plays throughout the course of the game. We had a six-minute stretch in the first half where I thought we really committed to it, and I thought the scoreboard reflected it. But outside of that, it was way too easy for them, and, you know, that's something that can't happen. That starts with us as a staff. We have to do a better job. And as a program, we didn't do a great job playing Wofford basketball tonight.
It is hard to simulate 7'4" in practice. How much did Van Komen affect shot selection? Did guys get gunshot? You held your own on the glass overall, but that guy definitely is it's a different kind of look when you go up against him.
Yeah, it's absolutely a different look. And you, to your point, Jim, you can't simulate it. And obviously, he has a really big impact on the game, not only with the blocked and altered shots, but just the overall, to your point, the mentality and the mental, toll that can take on guys. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely thought, you know, we succumbed to that. And, you know, we're a mentally tough team, but we were not mentally tough tonight with making the right plays and sticking to the game plan. There was too much deviation from that. And obviously a credit goes to him for playing a part in that, but – you know, we've faced really big guys before that can have that effect, and we've done a good job, and tonight we didn't.
All right. Never an easy stretch because it's exam time. What do you do with the guys over the next week or so before we see Charleston in 10 days or so?
Yeah. You know, Wofford obviously is a great academic institution, so our guys definitely are going to have to buckle down and finish strong academically. We'll give them a couple days off to kind of reset and devote time to school so they can finish strong in that department. We play Charleston, I believe, on Monday. So we'll kind of take the first couple days of the week and obviously tomorrow on Sunday to kind of let them devote all that to academics. And as the week goes on, we'll kind of start slowly progressing back with some skill work and then practice so that we can obviously put our best foot forward against a really good College of Charleston team.
Dwight, we always appreciate the time. Safe travels back to Spartanburg, and we'll see you before we know it down in Charleston. Thanks
Thank
again.
You.
Thank you, Coach.